Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 21st of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Care and compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can reach us at 530-605-4567. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
Got a national day?
You won't believe it. Today is National Take Your Dog to the Work Day.
National Take Your Dog to Work Day. Well, we beat that one.
Yes. Yeah, Buford is in the car because we have Pet of the Week this first segment. So we'll bring him in at 7:15.
That's right. So, okay. Linda,
it's a little warm today.
Huh?
Good morning, and I just wanted to do a little quick shout-out to Christina. She did a wonderful video, and I just took time to really look at it last night, of the Barbie show. And I can't wait to share that on. Once I rebuild my website, that will be presented on there, and she did just a wonderful job.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to work with you.
Yeah, same here. So thank you very much. Just want to let you know you're quite the artist, and you captured it very well. You made me look good on that day. Okay, heat advisory today, and I'll tell you why, because it's going to be around 106 degrees. It doesn't feel like it right now, but our overnight lows tonight will be 74. We got winds around 3 to 5 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny and hot again with 105, 5 to 7 miles per hour of winds in the afternoon. Not too bad, 73 on Saturday night, overnight lows. Now, Sunday will be sunny and hot with 101. And 71, we don't really have anything besides sunny and hot through Monday and Tuesday. According to the National Weather Service, Monday will dip under triple digits with 99 and Tuesday 100. And then we go down the rest of the week. But you know how things can change in 24-hour periods. So, by the way, just look at today. That's what we have in front of us, 106. The weather is always brought to you by Anderson Veteran-Owned Business. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always available to get you the best, to help your needs. All right, with us this morning, we have a kitten in the house with Haven Humane and our very own Katrina. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
No doggy today. Now we have a kitten.
We have a very tiny little kitten. He's pretty special. I wanted to bring him because he does have kind of a unique story. So we're calling him Champion, and he's about 3 months old, and he's a little male tabby kitten. When he first came into the shelter, he came in with his mom and his siblings when they were really little, and they were very sick. And they ended up going into a foster home and, you know, going through medical treatment and whatnot. And it was kind of dicey there for a while, especially for him. He was very small. He was having a hard time gaining weight. He had a pretty bad, upper respiratory infection. But then he did really start to rally. And our foster parent is actually the one who named him Champion, because from him healing, a very adventurous and fearless personality started to emerge from him. he was definitely the boldest out of his litter. His brothers have already been adopted. But he just isn't afraid of anything. He loved playing with her cat. He was around her big dog, wanted to play with the dog. I don't think the dog really knew what to think of him because he's only a couple of pounds. But he just has a ton of personality and a lot of tenacity. And I feel like his story is very inspiring because he had a lot of odds stacked against him in the beginning, but he's really come out of that and is really a happy, playful, lovable little guy.
He's a cutie.
He is.
And, well, you know what? You like to hear stories like that. I mean, he could have been dead.
Right.
And but he fought through it. And, you know, animals. I see the three-legged animals, like one that walks down our street, gets walked every day, or, you know, on a regular basis. Three legs. There's another one that's in a baby carriage, you know, those kind of open little strollers.
Yeah.
Because they can't walk anymore, but the people have them. And walking down the street, you know, in the baby carriage with the one with the three legs. And, you know, the dog's happy. He, you know, it's got three legs, but so what?
Right.
He doesn't, they don't, animals don't dwell on that.
They don't. They really don't. They don't let it slow them down any, and I think that is really neat to see.
So champions up for adoption, and okay, so how do you adopt the champion?
Well, you can always give us a call at 530-241-1653. You can also come down to the shelter. We do like to accommodate walk-ins. And his adoption fee is $75, and he is already neutered and vaccinated and microchipped and ready to come home with you.
There you go. You know, it's too bad that we have so many of these kittens and cats coming in. So with that, we also you also have the feral cat spay and neuter program, and plus people can bring in their cats to be spayed and neutered during the week.
Yeah, that's right. We do have quite a few different options. And also a really important, you know, program that we have four times like this and we have a lot of kittens is the foster program. It's not reserved just for sick kittens like him. It's for any kittens that are kind of in the interim between they're weaned, they're eating on their own, but they're too little to be spayed or neutered yet.
Mm-hmm.
Our foster parents are very crucial to us being able to help as many kittens as possible because it's essentially them just giving them a place to get bigger, taking them in their home and giving them a lot of socialization that helps them out a lot when it comes to helping them get adopted.
Yeah, someone comes in and then the kitten wants to get in your lap. Instead of you know, climbing on the side of the wall. So champion here. Let's see champion.
Are you engaged?
Yeah.
How long have you been engaged?
A little while.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I just looked over there and saw your ring and I thought, oh, well, you know what? Katrina, you've been with us for in the morning representing Haven Humane. It's always a joy to see you. You always bring sunshine to the room.
It's been a couple years.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know if we tell you enough how much we really appreciate you. And our community appreciates what Haven Humane does because we have certainly experienced not only supporting you and having you on weekly as well as Mark's story on monthly, is what it is for us to have gone through the experience personally in our adoption process and the joy of all the volunteers, man, that makes the whole experience fabulous.
No, our volunteers are honestly incredible, and we really wouldn't be able to help the animals, I would say, to the extent that we do without them.
You know, we were up at the dog park yesterday, and you're not amazed, but I am. How many animals up there come from Haven Humane? I mean, it's like almost everybody you talk to up there has gotten their dog from Haven Humane. And I was thinking, how cool is that, you know?
That is really cool. It is nice to see how far out we can reach in the community.
You really do. And, I mean, across all, you know, stratas of society. There's, like, we met a young couple yesterday with, it was a Pitty Lab cross. And they'd had him for a couple months at that point, maybe? No, this was, I tell you what, it was the first time they'd had him up at the dog park for socialization.
Yes.
So they must have just picked him up not that long ago. And, of course, Buford wanted to go over and become best friends with him. But it's amazing how many people out there when you say, oh, yeah, we got, you know.
Haven Humane.
Yeah, where'd you get this dog? You know, Haven Humane. Oh, we got ours from Haven Humane, too. I mean, it was just a lot of them.
Well, he was 3 months. So, you know, I think that they seem like very responsible, you know, pet owners. And we know that you have to be inoculated at a certain point. You can't take a puppy up to the dog. You should not take a puppy up to the dog park because of parvo, et cetera, all the things that you can catch up there. So they really want you to wait 3 to 4 months, isn't it, Katrina?
Yeah, it's definitely recommended that you wait until they have their yearly vaccines before you take them places like that.
Well, dog was, you know, they'd had him long enough for all of that. But it was just what I was getting at, though, was how many animals up there are coming from you all. And
that's
I think
amazing.
That's great.
No, I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah, you need to hear that. I think. Okay. This is Champion. He's a What is he?
Tiger Kitty.
Tiger Kitty. And he is healthy and
playful.
Funky and playful. And he's ready to go home with somebody.
Green eyes.
Yeah, he's ready to go home with somebody.
Are those green eyes?
Kind of like greenish bluish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really cute, though. He has
and
really
he's
sweet
so playful.
Hug.
He's got,
He's ready to rock. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to take our first break, and then I'm going out into the truck and getting Buford so he can come in, because Buford would probably want to play with the kitty. So we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Your vacation? It's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport, and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this...
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 7:19 in the morning on here on the 21st. 67 degrees out there, going up to 106 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State 2 years in a row, last year and this year. And they're the only full-service jewelry store in town. And they have a stone cutter. They have a watch repair man. Linda hangs out there in her
free
time.
Let me interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you, and you can't roll your eyes this time.
I'm not roll.
Because this is really important. I was there yesterday.
Yes.
Just went in because... You know, I want to, I popped in, I've been in my Pilates clothes. You know, sometimes women, I understand it when we work out, we're running around, we're just in our, we're in our yoga, Pilates, workout clothes all day long. I didn't have any makeup on, I had my bandana around my head, and I just thought, you know, I'm sorry, it is what it is. Anyway, I just want to say that I popped in there because I wanted to make sure that with all of the summarization of the house that we've been doing and working and packing and installing and doing all the things that we do, I wanted to make sure that the stones in my rings were not moving around, because I've had that happen before. Anybody who's lost a stone or had a prong and looked down and go, oh, my God, you know, it's because you need to really – have your jewelry updated and cleaned and looked at. So I walked in, and it was so nice. Leonard was there, and the two are beautiful ladies. The store is immaculate. Wonderful, wonderful jewelry in stock right now. A lot of estate pieces. You have your, I love that too, because I love estate pieces. And they have a lot of, turquoise and all kinds of things. But they were on the phone, they're hopping. And it's just so nice to see this love and passion behind what they do. Now, the store has not gotten tired. The store has completely improved. And we've been going there. We had our wedding rings made there. And I also wanted to have my ring cleaned and dipped and all that other stuff. So they do all that kind of the kind of work. I took my watch in, and Leonard said, well, your watch is on time, so it doesn't really need a battery. I wanted to see... Hey, I just don't want to all of a sudden look down and my battery's dead. It's been a while. He said, but we could order you a new strap. And I said, no, thank you. I'll just keep my, you know.
No, just let me buy a diamond one here.
Yeah, no. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, just letting you know. It's just like, you know, I've got to get the tires rotated, things like that. It's called the upkeep.
Okay. As you know, we have a new clerk and registrar in the Shasta County that made that announcement yesterday, and Joanna Francescat, who is the assistant clerk and registrar, was one of the people up for the job and did not make it, but has said, at this point, it's my job, and I take great pride in this work, and I love this work. We have an election to conduct, and it's not very many days, so we got to keep staff rolling on that work. So essentially, she said, I love this county. And so she's staying on. I guess some people could say, oh, I didn't get picked, and so I'm going to do something else. Well, it's kind of a shout-out to Joanna for staying in there and being there to help the new guy, Tom Toler, take over this job and make sure our elections go through smoothly. So, okay. Simpson University just received a $500,000 grant for their nursing program.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, and it's a, let me see who gave it to them, but it's to expand their nursing program from the money is going to be used to buy high-tech medical simulation training mannequins. Now, I've been over there and I've seen these mannequins and how they work on them. And these mannequins, literally, they move, they groan. They can bleed. I think one of them can give birth. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. So what they do is, the mannequins will present problems, you know, like medical problems to the nurses. You know, it could be one medical problem, or they can say, watch this, and put like four different things going on at once to really test. So it's the Fletcher Jones Foundation, which supports private colleges and universities in California, early in June authorized a $500,000 grant. So, and it's also going to allow them to hire additional teaching personnel needed to significantly expand the university's Bachelor of Science in Nursing program, said Simpson Provost John Iabe. So, they're going to be able to graduate 90 registered nurses each year.
This is wonderful.
Up from the current 54. That's a, you know what?
That's significant.
And nurses are in such high demand in short numbers. A lot of them during COVID got burnt out on all that, and you can understand that. But we need nurses, and we need them badly. And, you know, just like we need all medical professionals. That's one of the things tonight out at the Colt 45's game, Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing their new cohort of residents that are coming in to join their program, join the 13 that are already there. They've got another 10 that have joined. And so what they do, Shasta Regional takes them out to the Colt 45
game.
Which is tonight. We'll be broadcasting it. But if you go there, and they'll announce them.
It's Slice of America.
There, and they are. They come from all over. They try to concentrate on the West, you know, on the West Coast because of the idea is that we get, and they had 2,000 applicants, over 2,000 applicants for 10 spots, so that tells you, right? And so, they like to keep them in the general area because we want them to stay here in Shasta County. And when they finish their residency program, some will go on to specialties. Others, you know, once they finish their residency, can, you know, become that general practitioner. Lord knows we need those. But if they've got family in the general area, it's easier, you know, so as opposed to, oh, my whole family's back on the East Coast, and I'm going back there. But they're going to be there tonight, so if you're going to the Colt 45's game and they announce it, take the time like we did last year. People just came up to meet them and made them feel welcome in our community. It was a great, it was great. Nobody had it planned. People just came up and said, hey, we're really happy you're here.
Well, let me tell you something, and we need doctors in the North State. I have heard, you know, from other areas, my father's experiencing this as well in the Sacramento area, and then a friend whose father is experiencing or sister was experiencing something in Southern California. And we're talking about people who do have means, but they're going into facilities where they're just not getting the super care that was, I don't know. So we're very blessed that under Shasta Regional that we have, and Shasta Regional Medical Group, because I know I go there as well. So we need doctors, and we need to do what we can in this city of ours to make them welcome, give them, you know, let's roll out the red carpet, because guess what? When we are in need, we are in need. You know, you want to have the best.
Hey, you do, and you want to have enough folks so you're not having to wait so long. Okay, tonight, Whistle Stop Park, right down the street from us, on, you know, close to the promenade, right next to the Shasta College Medical offices, not offices, but school, is opening tonight. Whistle Stop Park, the city's newest outdoor concert venue and green space. And it's going to be on the downtown promenade next to the California Place Apartments and the Shasta College downtown campus. Travis Minnie said, this one is small but mighty. Features a steel and wood pavilion for performances and a Disneyland quality art installation using water and light as the primary media. Okay, so that's going to happen tonight. It's going to be free live music, commemorative swag, food and drinks, and a ribbon-cutting ceremony with speeches by Reading Mayor Tanessa Audette and other community leaders. Got to be 21 and older to wet their whistles at Whistle Stop. People of all ages, of course, are invited. And it's free. All right.
Just you know what's really great, just quickly before we take a break, is that, you know, we had the Juneteenth celebration downtown, and I love how Reading and Viva Downtown, let's just do a shout-out to John Truitt, to Blake, to the group there that is doing all these things to be inclusive. You know, we've had Pride on. We're doing, you know, we're trying to be, and I think it's very important, our community and all of the people that our community reach, or what do you want to call it, outreach. I'm impressed with the growth in this area. And so I just want to say congratulations.
There you go. All right. When we come back, we have we'll be talking to a group here from Health and Human Services. We're talking about suicide awareness and prevention. So we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good morning and welcome to this Friday edition of KCNR. How are you today? 106 degrees. So be ready. Heat warning is in effect. You know what? We're talking about water. Drink water. Make sure you hydrate. Make sure your animals are not walking on the pavement. Forget about that. Do not leave children and animals or anything
flammable or flammable in a car. This is KCNR again, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning.
And Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us a segment. Jeff Wurst, this is the place if you want to get your windshield repair, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff doesn't take chances with your safety of your family. He'll fix that. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. He does wonderful work. It's old school. Brings it into his shop, you know, so you can keep control of it, keep that, you know, temperature down, and then fixes your windshield. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle? And I tell you what, I have seen cars, trucks, EVs, and RVs at his place, and he's fixed them all. So bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. It's locally owned, locally run, veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
I'm going to ask you a quick question because I think this is going to segue, Carl. I'm going to ask you this question. It's going to segue into our guests. Do you think in having our horse, Odina, and our dog, Buford, which is under the table chewing on a bone rather loudly, has, in a sense, with your life being 33 years in the military and owning a business and the pressures of what it is to just kind of go through life, see our world changing before us and some of the things that you fought for and what veterans kind of experience when they come back and they get into the real world, or just standing in line.
We kind of like to think we were in the real world, and back here is not. So,
What do you call people like me, or people like our guests?
Blessed to live in this country.
Right. And well, so, do you feel like having the animals have helped you have a different view of why people have
service animals?
Service animals.
No, I understand it totally. It's a way you can express your feelings with another living being that accepts you and that you can pour out your emotions to. Not that I do that with Buford because he's goofy, but then again, maybe that's why I like Buford. But there's so many veterans that use animals and dogs, and they've got so many programs with horses that veterans are able to use that, I don't know. It's something about a horse that can pick up on a person who needs something. Mm-hmm. Like when the Reading Rodeo Association, we do our special kids day. We have kids get on these horses and they haven't talked for a year. And then they start talking to the horse. I've seen parents just break out in tears, and the relationship, and that horse senses something there. And is just perfect with them, you know, is just, you know, they're trying to get a kid on that's a little bit difficult, and not that the kid didn't want to get on, it's just difficult getting the kid on.
Right.
And that horse just stands there, doesn't move. And then they just, you know, they walk and around the rodeo arena. So my answer to that, and it's too long really, but is yes, I think that animals can play a big part in helping people. And we're here with Sydney Stinger and
Katie Dill,
and they're here from Health and Human Services talking about suicide prevention, which has got a big spot in my program because of we're losing 20 to 22 veterans a day to suicide, but our suicide rate has seemed to have gone up over the last few years. But tell me I'm wrong, hopefully.
Hi there.
So this is Sydney.
Good morning, yes. Sydney. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
The time.
Everybody listening, driving, petting, whatever they're doing today, out going to boat, whatever. Some people listen and stream other parts of the country. What you say today will have everybody in their family mm-hmm. has been affected by suicide.
Mm-hmm.
In their family, maybe somebody from their family has experienced somebody or a friend or, you know, in their line of people
yeah.
have been affected by suicide. So you're here today to talk about the suicide prevention program. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about what's happening in the future that we can figure out what we need to do.
Yeah. So today we want to talk about our new website, youmattershasta.org. It was just recently published this summer, and it shares some really great resources that community members can go to if they're looking for additional support, whether it be for themselves or a loved one in their life. Included on that website are specialized resources for specific populations, including our veterans, first responders, teens and young adults, and a lot of other great resources that can benefit people and their well-being. The other thing we're here to talk about today that Katie will be sharing is some of our upcoming suicide prevention trainings.
You know, the we had a member of our family that was a first responder. Experienced an extreme anxiety, mm-hmm. extreme anxiety, and went to a place in another, went to this, and it was inpatient. And most of the people in our person's group were first responders. Most of them were mm-hmm. police, firemen.
Doctors.
Nurses were in this group, and it was an incredible experience, and it was wonderful to hear about it. But that's what, you know, when people think about suicide, you know, they don't like to think about it. But first responders are right up there in the top numbers, along with the military. So
Katie, you have some programs.
Yes, Shasta County ranks high in the number of suicides compared to the rest of California. We're up there at the top. And so we received some special grants to provide trainings for the behavioral and medical care providers in the county, because most people who die by suicide will have seen their physician or therapist a year before. And unfortunately, many people are uncomfortable, even professionals are uncomfortable on how to deal with this. And a lot of signs are missed. And so this grant enabled us to bring in three specific trainings for the behavioral and medical care providers in Shasta County. And each of these trainings helps the providers recognize, assess, manage, and deal with suicide, people who are at risk for suicide. We have trainings for the direct care staff and for the clinicians. And the one that I'm most excited about that's coming up soon, we're offering these through 2025, uh-huh. and that's the end of the trainings. But we have counseling on access to lethal means, and the next one is June 28th, and that's training people on how to help their clients safely store firearms and medications. And it's coming from a perspective of, yes, we do have hunters. We do have people with firearms. How can you work with the families and with that population to deal with it safely?
That's brilliant.
The one of the things that we spend a lot of time on when we're given concealed carry classes is proper storage of firearms. Mm-hmm. There's no reason that a child or somebody that shouldn't have access to a gun has access to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking either the firearms locked up in a safe, or they've got locks on them. So things like that can't happen. And unfortunately, every year you read about some kid that gets a hold of it. And the suicide for men is usually more lethal than for women because they will use a firearm. Mm-hmm. However, what I've read is that there's more women also starting to use firearms that, some of them because they were in the military, because mm-hmm. veterans have them, 20 to 22 a day. In these classes, they're going to be talking to the medical professionals, and I wasn't sure, are you having a class just for laymen out there at all?
Yeah, for community members. So in addition to these three trainings, yeah. our program always offers trainings that are available to any member of the community.
Okay.
Those include Safe Talk, which is kind of a general introduction to suicide prevention. You learn about the warning signs,
how to ask about suicide, how to get them connected to help. We also have a longer one, which is Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training, or ASSIST. It's a two-day training, but you actually learn how to do a suicide intervention with somebody, go through a safety plan, and keep them safe. The other one we offer is Question, Persuade, Refer, which is pretty similar to Safe Talk, in that it goes over those warning signs, how to ask about it, and how to get them connected to support. And those ones, again, are free and available to any member of the community.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, can we talk about some of the signs?
Yeah, absolutely.
And just as a follow-up on this, asking about, when I was in the service, one of the things, way we train our people is, if you think somebody's thinking about this, you ask them directly, are you thinking about killing yourself? Mm-hmm. And some people go, oh, you shouldn't do that. No. That asking them maybe sometimes will allow them to share.
Absolutely.
So asking them. And that was the first thing we tell people is ask them. If you really think this is happening, ask them.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the dip.
Some people got the real problem.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:50 in the morning here on the 21st of June, Friday, 74 degrees, going up to 106 today. Be prepared. Start drinking water right now. And we're here with Health and Human Services, Sydney Stinger and Katie Dill. And we're talking about suicide prevention, and they have a number of courses that are happening, including the one in August is going to be for medical professionals that deal with the public. And you said something about this is like an accreditation course that they'll be taking, Katie?
Yes, many licensed professionals have to take continuing education credits, and usually you have to pay a lot of money for these.
Uh-huh.
But with these programs, they're free. And
okay.
We have Zoom options, in-person options, and online self-study options. And when people discover these, they're like, oh, my goodness, I wish I knew about this earlier.
Well, now, this is going to be in August 26th and 27th. This won't be the last time we talk about this. We'll have you in again next month, and maybe even in August talking about this. This is an important thing. Shasta County is one of the highest counties for suicide in California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we like being number one in a number of things, but not this.
Right.
Or ACEs. Or other things. But one of the things that we were going to talk about, too, is what are signs?
Yeah.
You know, that people, I mean, may just be missing in their own family or their close friends.
Yeah, so there can be a lot of different signs, right?
Because
sure. People are going to show that they need help in a bunch of different ways. Maybe somebody's talking about it more specifically. Maybe they're talking about wanting to die or not wanting to wake up in the morning. They could be giving away prized possessions.
That's the big one. When that's what I've always heard is that, hey, you know, you've always liked this. Hey, this, but you love, you take it.
Yeah. They could have also experienced a big change in their life, whether it's the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one. Maybe they had a really bad divorce or a breakup. Maybe they experienced a suicide loss in their own life or had a previous suicide attempt. That can be a very big risk factor.
You'll see in, like, a school,
mm-hmm.
One kid commits suicide and there'll be a couple others. Is that my imagination, too, or is it one of the things you see is that if one kid, a teenager, commits suicide, but others, kind of like what opens the door?
It's different in different counties.
Yeah.
We haven't, thankfully, seen that in Shasta County when a young person dies by suicide. We don't see it happen concurrently afterwards.
Good.
So, thankfully, we haven't seen that in our own community. That takes a very specific approach to try and deal with that.
Yeah.
That's why we typically recommend, if that does occur, that schools and other locations have postvention plans in place, which is essentially how to respond to that suicide loss and support all the other students, the staff, the parents, anybody else who could have been affected by that loss.
I think everybody either knows or is aware of somebody they know or someone in their family that knows somebody that's committed suicide. I mean, are the numbers going up? Or did they even keep track of that?
It's not. We do keep track of that information. It hasn't necessarily gone up. It's stayed relatively consistent. So just to give some point of reference, suicide deaths did drop down in 2020, which was interesting to say the least. That was seen across the board, not just in our community, but at the state and the national level as well. And then they kind of went back up again starting in 2021. Which kind of leveled off towards what we have seen in the past for our community, around 40 or 50 suicide deaths during that time. So it hasn't necessarily spiked, but it is still high.
So it's 40, we have 40 to 50.
So to kind of give a better reference, so from 2020 to 2022, we had about 26 suicide deaths per 100,000 people. We always give a rate because it gives a more like accurate idea of how many we experience compared to the state, which had about 10 suicide deaths per 100,000 people. So we're more than double the state rate, essentially.
Why? What are we doing wrong?
Well, here's one interesting thing. Shasta County is not unique in this. It's common in the other rural northern California.
Rural. Okay.
Yes. So we're not that special. So
okay.
I know
Thank
that
you.
Doesn't make us feel any better, but it's
rural America sees more.
Yeah, so as you go further up north in California, you typically suicide rates go further up, and that can due to a lot of different factors. In rural communities, you typically have a bit more isolation. It can make people, it can make it harder to get access to services. Mm-hmm. We typically don't have as many providers available, which makes it difficult to get to those services. We do typically see higher gun ownership in those rural areas, which means we have increased access to those lethal means, which is why we so much encourage of, like, storing them safely whenever possible. And so those are some of the big factors. We also have, you know, increased stigma in our areas about mental health and suicide, of people not necessarily wanting to have those conversations, why it's so great we can talk about it here today and open up that floor. So those are some things that really impact our suicide rates, not just here, but in other Northern California counties.
Well, I think it's very important. And then on top of that, when you put on the drug crisis we're going through right now, we had that gentleman that was in here speaking to the middle schoolers. You know, as we know, there's been over 100,000 a year now in the United States. We've broken that magic number for drug overdoses. Mm-hmm. And he said that number could be doubled or tripled if it wasn't for Narcan. And so how many of those overdoses, you know, could be suicide?
Yeah, it can get a bit tricky to determine if a death is a suicide. You know, that's always
going by. They just got fentanyl, and they didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so this is the only time we're going to have you on. So, but you've got a big class, August 26th and 27th, and this is for the mental, behavioral, and medical health professionals.
Right, and this is a Zoom class. And the people who've attended this in the past have just spoken. These are local testimonies. Someone said, I could have used this training 4 years ago when I started doing crisis evals. There's great teachers and resources. And someone said, this is the most thorough and best suicide training I've ever had, the Suicide Prevention 201. And we have self-study options, which make it very convenient for providers. Most of our medical and behavioral care providers in our county are overworked, and it's very hard for them to take out 2 days or a half a day to attend Zoom or live classes. And so that's why we have self-study options for this course, Suicide Prevention 201, and also Assessing and Managing Suicide Risk.
Okay, and a week from today, you've got a class on counseling on access to lethal means training. Now, lethal means just isn't firearms.
Medication is included in that.
I hope so.
Yes. So they train how to work with your clients and families to safely store the firearms and medications. And didn't you have a program where you gave away lock boxes?
Yeah. So previously, we actually did this last year on Veterans Day of 2023. We had a lockbox giveaway where we're distributing lockboxes for free for community members to aid in the safe storage of firearms or medications.
And it was so popular. Oh my goodness, we were amazing.
You should do that again, then.
We're planning to. We just recently got in some more lockboxes.
Okay, so. And this is, you do this on Veterans Day.
Is the day we planned it out last year. We have to plan another date for this year, but we do intend to do that again.
Well, I think that just awareness for people that, you know, you may have medications that are fine for you, but somebody goes in there and takes the whole bottle.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, I've never ever felt that, you know, oh, I'm going to kill myself. Oh, things have gotten so bad. Mm-hmm. What really, I think that bothers me the most is kids and their teenagers not realizing that this is going to change.
Right.
Your life's going to change. It could change in a week. But they've reached that point, and there's nobody that has broken through or maybe even realized it. I think that's the saddest thing.
You know?
So that's what this is for. And this is to help prevent this. Shasta County has got like double the California rate, but we're not just Shasta County. It's rural counties probably across the nation are like this.
Yes.
So.
And I took the ASSIST training, and it was one of the most powerful courses, life-changing courses. Here we're supposed to learn how to help others who are at risk, and when we encounter them, you know, on the bridge or in the classroom or in your home.
Yeah.
But the work that we did, it was like the most positive, I'd say, group therapy, because we had people who were...
Okay, look, I tell you what, we have to break. Can we keep you for another segment? Can you hang on for another segment?
Thank
we have
you.
To break for the news.
To the 8 o'clock hour.
I want to give up phone numbers and a few other things.
Right.
Okay? All right, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. We have another batch of newly released opinions by the nation's highest court. In a 6-3 ruling, the Supreme Court striking down the long-standing Chevron doctrine. In doing so, the High Court is reining in the power of government bureaucrats to interpret laws that may be somewhat unclear and are applied to businesses.
The court delivered a far-reaching and potentially lucrative victory to business interests, ruling in cases brought by fishermen in New Jersey and Rhode Island. The justices overturned the 1984 decision known as Chevron. Billions of dollars are potentially at stake in challenges that could be spawned by the ruling. The heart of the Chevron decision says federal agencies should be allowed to fill in the details when laws are ambiguous.
Correspondent Jeremy House, and in a case out of Oregon, the Supreme Court says that cities can enforce bans on homeless people sleeping outdoors in areas where shelter space is in short supply. A 6-3 ruling that reverses a San Francisco-based appeals court that had classified outdoor sleeping bans as cruel and unusual punishment. The Democrat Party establishment panicking about the election following President Biden's shaky debate performance last night. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Atlanta.
Throughout this election campaign, the 81-year-old president has faced consistent questions about whether he's too old for another 4 years on the job. On the debate stage here in Atlanta, Mr. Biden's performance was marked by repeated stumbles and awkward moments of silence. Afterwards, there was a heightened level of concern about his fitness for office. The president's outing was so rough that Democrats are publicly and privately questioning whether he should be the party's presidential nominee. Greg Clugston, Atlanta.
Prices rose 2.6% year over year last month, according to the Commerce Department. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 158. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
In Japan, a drug company faces government scrutiny and serious allegations of wrongdoing.
Kobayashi Pharmaceutical's red yeast, or Beni Koji supplements, were said to help lower cholesterol. They were pulled from store shelves in March. A government raid at one of the company's factories a short time later uncovered a potentially poisonous acid produced by mold. The deaths of four people in Japan have already been tied to Kobayashi's products, but one other death has been judged to be unrelated to the pills. Japan's health ministry says it's carrying out a parallel investigation amid accusations the company is being uncooperative.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency is delaying its planned launch of a satellite on its new flagship H-3 rocket because of expected bad weather. The launch site in southwestern Japan. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin will host former President Trump at an event today in the Old Dominion.
At an afternoon rally in Chesapeake, one day after his first scheduled debate with President Biden,
Mr. Trump is set to play up an apparent shift in his relationship with the governor as well as with voters in Virginia, where two recent polls show the race for president tied. Though independent political analysts and even Republican strategists don't rate Virginia a top-tier swing state, Trump and Youngkin have declared the Commonwealth in play. Youngkin suggested in a recent Fox News interview that his record, as much as President Trump's, has opened the door for Republicans in a state that hasn't picked one for president since George W. Bush in 2004. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In California, a 2022 law that bans drilling of new oil wells near places like homes and schools will likely be taking effect in the coming days. However, there is now talk emerging of a potential lawsuit that would be aimed at blocking that statute. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567 if you have a question for our guest. Linda's here with the weather. With the very balmy weather we're going to be.
Well, good morning on this Friday. How are you today? We are under a heat advisory. Sunny and hot with a high near 106 today. I want you to hear that figure, 106. So please be careful. Do not walk your pets at a certain point. Just remember that if you put your hand down on the pavement, you're going to see it's not just 20 degrees hotter. It's extremely hot. You're going to burn paws. And be careful, too, with any of your children or anything left in the car. Please do not. Sunny and hot with 106. Winds around 6 miles per hour. 74 overnight lows tonight. Saturday calls for 105. That's 105. This is under the heat advisory. Saturday night, clear skies with overnight lows of around 73. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 101. Now, as we progress to Monday, it looks like we're going to be under the triple digits with 99 with our overnight lows on Monday around 71. And Tuesday, 100. Wednesday, 99. And Thursday, 96. But let's just talk about this heat advisory over the weekend, please. We've got all these events going on with Tiger Field, with the whistle stop, all kinds of wonderful things happening tonight.
Hydrate.
Please.
And just as in conjunction with that, that the wildfire statistics compared 2024 to past years showing a significant growth in acres burned in 2024 compared to past years, you know, by this point. The number of wildfires is up 9% this spring, but that acres burned has skyrocketed in 2024 by 1,462%. So if you're going out in the woods, be careful out there. In open Siskiyou County, they arrested somebody for arson.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Always providing you with excellent service. 365-3793.
And we're here with Sydney Stinger and Katie Dill. They stayed on. We held them over for another segment here because we wanted to talk about, we're talking about suicide prevention. They have classes coming up, but we weren't able to, like, give out phone numbers and how you get a hold of them and all this. And the thing about suicide, my friends, is this: it's insidious. It's it sneaks up on you, but there are signs, mm-hmm. and we talked about some of those signals that you may get. So I'm in the family, and I see some of these. They're despondent. They're just, oh, I just don't want to do this anymore. What do I do then, mm-hmm. Sydney?
Yeah. So if you're starting to notice some things that are causing you concern, and you're thinking, are they thinking about suicide? It's really important to go up to that individual and ask them directly. And we always recommend in our trainings, such as Safe Talk, when you go up and ask somebody to kind of ease yourself into that question of like, hey, I've noticed you've been missing work. You're not spending as much time with your friends and family. You know, you're withdrawing from others. And I know sometimes that can be connected to suicide. Are you thinking about suicide? Asking directly is so incredibly important. I know a lot of people get concerned that they're going to
put the idea in their head, but that's a very big myth with suicide. Asking directly has been shown to be life-saving. And in many cases, if somebody is thinking about suicide and you ask them directly, it brings a big sense of relief because you've kind of addressed the elephant in the room and you give them a chance to share what they've been going through and why they're feeling this way, and you can connect them to the appropriate care and support.
Okay, and those are the numbers we're looking for.
Yes.
So if you believe this is happening and the person, you know, you've approached them and they go, well, yeah, I have been thinking about that, what do you do then?
Right. So if they say yes to that question, there's a couple different, there's a lot of different great resources you connect them to. I'll start with the National Lifeline, which is 988. You can reach it anywhere in the U.S. It's available 24/7. It's a super great resource. They also have great things, too, for deaf and hard of hearing populations. They have an American Sign Language component, too, for those individuals. They have a specialized line for veterans if you press 1 when calling 988. So it's a great service to have on hand, and they can also help you through that process if you're concerned about someone, too. As for local resources, we have the Shasta County Mental Health Access Team. They're able to provide in-person mental health crisis support. They're able to provide that 24/7 over the phone. They do have specific walk-in hours, though, typically 8 to 5 during the week. Similar to the Mental Health Access Team, there is the Hill Country Care Center. Similar to Access, they provide that in-person mental health crisis support, although they do not have a crisis phone number available, and they do have specific hours. They're available 7 days a week, but just be mindful of when they are open. The other thing that Hill Country offers is their Mobile Crisis Outreach Team, or MCOT for short, and they'll actually drive out to somebody who's experiencing a mental health crisis to provide that support in person. Though the important thing to remember with MCOT is that at this time they're only able to serve adults, so 18-plus, and they can only travel within 25 miles of the Reading area. So just something to keep in mind if you're trying to use them as a resource.
So there's resources out there. Some of them are only 8 to 5, but then there's phones after that. I think for parents it's important to understand these things, and the parents can get involved and by calling the number, saying this is what's going on. Somebody can help walk them through some things, too.
Yeah.
Katie, these classes you're having are starting a week from today, for medical professionals, and then through all these, to introduce, not introduce them, because they've already been introduced to it, but to bring them up on the latest techniques, I imagine.
That's correct. It's to help them feel more comfortable when the situation comes up, helps them, you know, it gives them confidence. And like I said earlier, we've got great feedback from our local providers who have attended. So, yes, it just...
Do you all ever go out to, say, organizations and speak to them?
We frequently work with as many local organizations as we can, whether it be giving them resources to hand out to the clientele that they serve or having them get involved in our local collaboration. So there's a variety of ways that we work with our local groups.
You've got something in here, You Matter Shasta.
Yeah. So.
.org.
Yeah, that is our new website, youmattershasta.org, and that has a ton of different suicide prevention resources. It also includes more information about the training opportunities we just talked about here today, and is a great way to learn more about them, sign up. There's also ways you can find out how to get involved in local suicide prevention efforts on the You Matter Shasta website.
Okay.
Where does one get that you've created this wonderful little magnet that can go, we put it on our file cabinet here at work. It will go on our refrigerator. I think this is fantastic. It is a designed by you.
Yeah,
you got a magnet?
It's a magnet.
I got the one you can just put
I'll get
on.
You a magnet, too.
Oh, this is a magnet. I'll switch you out because we've got one. Okay, so
anyway. We have a bunch of them down here. So if you need any of these, just come on in the office and take one.
Yeah, but they're available through our program, and we also do a bunch of different outreach events to make sure they get out into the public. It's a new phone resource, or it looks like a phone, but we have them in magnets and stickers, and it lists a couple different great mental health crisis resources, including 988, the crisis text line, the Trevor Project, the Friendship Line, just a lot of great resources in one handy-dandy magnet or sticker.
So the Friendship Line says, I like how they've got things in parentheses, like the Trevor Project we know is LGBTQ+. The Friendship Line, 60+. So this is for elders who are just can't do it anymore.
It's for anyone. The Friendship Line's a little bit different.
Okay.
It's not specific suicide.
So it is for older adults, so 60-plus typically, as well as adults living with disabilities. The other great thing with the Friendship Line is in addition to their crisis line, they can also provide a warm line to older adults. If they, if they're feeling particularly lonely or isolated, they can do check-in calls.
Oh, I like that.
So it's a super great resource to have on hand. Yeah.
Okay.
Jeez, because you know that isolation happens if there's a death, maybe of a even an animal, or just they're just lonely, and I feel so bad for those people who then become like shut-ins. So a phone call can make a big difference.
Absolutely,
the light for the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us again.
We're here with. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Sydney Stinger and Katie Dale from Health and Human Services, the Suicide Prevention Program. We've given out all the numbers. You can get one of these handy-dandy stickers you can stick someplace. We're going to probably put that one in our production room since our producers are working under all types of stress.
And
in
you
there.
Can go to umatter.shasta.org where you can get one of these stickers, too.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And we'll have you on
us.
Again before the classes start and as we move forward with this. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And we come back, our 8 o'clock hour had to cancel, so we're going to be open line from for the rest of the show.
Oh, I have some headlines I want to talk about.
I've got some things I want to talk about, too. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a local bank. It is a community bank. They've been in the business 17 years. And they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business with Cornerstone. We're happy with them. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Your vacation, it's over. But the worst part, the long drive home. Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead. Your takeoff and landing are close to home. Enjoy quick check-ins and nonstop flights to and from San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport and you can travel the world with one connection. Skip the long drive. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Their newest group cohort of residents have arrived to add to the 13 that we already had. This is a three-year program over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. So they had over 2,000 applicants for 10 positions. Yeah, that tells you something. And the reason they're doing this is, one, it increases the number of doctors available, not only at Shasta Regional Medical Center, but at local clinics around here at the that they work in these clinics. It also introduces them to the North State, hoping that they're going to see what a great place this is, and they're going to stay here, which increases the number of doctors that we need so dramatically. So that's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
So remember during COVID, this is in the headlines today, Carl, Congress established this program. So the headline is, the Internal Revenue Service has reviewed some 1 million claims for coronavirus pandemic era employee retention credit tax breaks representing $86 billion and declared the vast majority are at risk of being improper. Now, we know
the vast majority,
as well as many businesses,
took advantage of that.
We did.
And so we can prove
did
it.
We know that we were going to be on top of this relief because, you know, businesses were closed? We did not have a choice, but we still, and some other businesses still continue because emergency broadcast, whatever, we fell into that. But we had employees and a lot of advertisers fell off because they had to close their doors. So we continued on, and so we did use the COVID relief, but we did not realize that we were going to have to pay. They didn't tell you. And by the way,
if you take
this, there are going to be taxes. You will pay taxes on it.
We did pay taxes on it. That was a surprise.
Surprise.
But the others, COVID relief, small business administration loans or things like that that you pay back. So we'll pay that one back. But the Internal Revenue Service, when you're hiring so many new people, saying, oh, it's not going to affect anybody making $400,000 or less is, of course, not true. Because I would imagine somebody looks at your tax return and says, you know, you're off $150 or $200. Well, and you look at it and you go, I don't think so. And, you know, for whatever the reason, so do you fight it? So you go back in and you say, I don't agree with that. But many people just say, okay, I was wrong. And you owe the government another $100. Well, you add that up to several, you know, 100 million people, that, you know, that gets to be a lot of money. So I just don't believe for a second that the IRS is just checking on people making $400,000 or more.
The Well, I didn't get to complete what it was saying. Congress established a program during the Congress established the program during the coronavirus pandemic as an incentive for businesses to keep workers on the payroll. Okay, but it quickly became a magnet for fraud. Demand for the credit soared as Congress extended the tax break and made it available to more companies. Aggressive marketers dangled the prospect of enormous refunds to business owners if they could just apply. Hello. Complex eligibility rules reported allowed scammers to offer small businesses help in applying for the ERC for a fee, even if they stood little or no chance of success. Some 10% to 20% of the 1 million claims show clear signs of being erroneous, and tens of thousands of those who will be denied in coming weeks. The IRS says.
They were having people apply for it in prison and everything else, and we're getting millions of dollars. It was another boondoggle. Okay. My computer just quit on me.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's okay. I know what caused it. Keeping your animals safe during this, you know, severe weather. And, you know, there's a number of tricks. But one thing, though, is always making sure, if you keep your dogs outside, that they've got shade and they've got water. We had a dog when I was stationed in Quantico. It was a bulldog. Now, bulldogs and dogs with flat faces don't have a lot of room in there for air. And they're also heavily muscled, and they don't throw off heat like, say, another, you know, leaner, rangier dogs. And we had one in our neighborhood die. It had a heat stroke. The people left water out there, but he had knocked over his water, and nobody noticed because it was behind their house. And then the dog had a heat stroke, and the whole neighborhood came together. Put the dog in a wading pool. It ran over the wading pool, put the dog in the water, did everything, including, you know, CPR, trying to keep the dog alive, and he passed. So the thing is that if you're going to be leaving during the day, make sure the dog has a safe supply of water and, you know, a place to get out of the heat. Put him in a car, even for a few minutes, can lead to problems, depending on the kind of dog you have. But if it's 106 outside, it's going to be 140 inside that car. And that's just not a good way to go for dogs or kids. And unfortunately, you're going to be reading about somebody has left their children in a car.
Yeah,
while they go inside, they ran in to shop for a few minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah, and they end up being in there for 45 minutes.
And those children are now put into
If they live, they go into foster care. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I want to.
Putin has visited North Korea.
Mm-hmm. And he says if Western countries continue providing military aid to the Ukraine as the Russia's president new defense pact with sparked a series of diplomatic reverberations in the region. His remarks at the end of a state visit to Vietnam capped off a week in which Moscow sought to rattle the West and project strength from a part of the world in which influence still carries weight.
Yeah, those who supply weapons to Ukraine are got to get used to the fact that we're going to start giving weapons to other countries like Pyongyang and North Korea. And North Korea, you know, North Korea is such a dichotomy in this way. They spend billions, literally billions, on arms and their army, which is antiquated at best. But they have the ability to launch a nuke. The other thing is their people starve. I mean, this is just, this goes on and on. They, you know, either, you know, because of it's such a communist country, they've taken away many times the people's, you know, wanting to be a success because everything's taken by the government. And, I don't know, decades ago, the North Koreans had missed the chance of coming down and taking over South Korea decades ago. However, it doesn't mean that they couldn't cause a tremendous loss of life and a tremendous loss of destruction of South Korea. When you think about it, I mean, their jets are only 2 minutes away from hitting
Seoul, Korea. That's why we have forces on the DMZ there. The DMZ being, of course, a truce was signed, but never the end of the war. And it doesn't seem like they're getting any closer on that. Not only that, but China is putting all types of pressure on Taiwan. And so then you have to ask yourself, are you willing to go and die for Taiwan? I mean, and that's essentially is, you know, we're here to protect Taiwan, but you've got to do it in such a way that you're not, you know, making it worse for the Taiwanese people with China. So, but when you figure on how far we are from there and how close China is to Taiwan, if they came in, it would be, I mean, it would be a war. It would be a battle. Will the United States enter into that to save them? It's a question.
We always say this, but we are in altered times.
Yeah. Hey, we got to take
careful again. Once again,
we take a break
will be right back after these messages, but we wanted to talk about signs of what happens if you are approaching heat stroke.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, which is air conditioned, by the way. It's, you know, nice in there. Right off of Athens Avenue, across from the old Lucky Millers. And it's, been there. It was established in 1960. They've been in this spot since, I think, 1967. It's veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've never had a bad haircut there, and I've been going there for like 17 years. It's a great place. I enjoy it. Tim and Logan are just really good guys. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478, so it works out on my schedule. Or I stopped in there before, and if there was an opening, and sometimes there is, I just get into the chair. I really enjoy this place, and it's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and you just feel good in there. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Elevate your Bandaloop viewing experience in celebration of the Sundial Bridge's 20th anniversary with Turtle Bay's VIP ticketed viewing parties taking place during the Bandaloop morning and evening performances on both Friday, June 28th and Saturday, June 29th. Individual tickets as well as tables for eight include admission into the VIP garden area with the best reserved views of the Bandaloop show, plus food and drinks served by Mosaic Restaurant during the evening performances. Buy tickets now for the VIP experience at celebrate20.com/VIP.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Redding Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Redding Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Redding Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Redding Regional Airport.
Morning on this Friday. How are you? Look, we're under a heat warning. We're just going to say that every time we come back in because it's going to be 106 today. And, of course, there are dangerously hot temperatures scorching the U.S., record-breaking heat waves shifting to New York, and, 100 million Americans are under heat advisories just like we are, triple digit. So I wanted to, we wanted to tell you from KCNR some of the heat stroke signs that you can, begin to be aware of. Confusion, altered mental status, a slurred speech, loss of consciousness, hot, dry skin, or profuse sweating. Now this happened to me once. I don't think it was heat stroke, but it was heat.
I think you had heat exhaustion.
Heat exhaustion. And I was out at the range with three other women. They did not experience it. Why it was me, I have no idea. But I kept thinking, well, I don't want to wuss out. I kept thinking about it.
I wussed you out.
I was on the gun range. Do I want to wuss out? And I was sitting down, and I could not stop sweating. And I was drinking a lot of water, but it just – I couldn't get cooled down. So I should have gone into the car, started the air conditioning, but I didn't. So anyway, I didn't get seizures or high body temperature as far as I know, but it really did affect me.
You know, for people trying to get out of the heat, here's some air conditioned spaces that's open to the public during business hours. Anderson Library, Burney Library, Cottonwood Library, Reading Library, Shasta Lake Library, the Frontier Center, Senior Center in Anderson, but it's for seniors only, the Good News Rescue Mission, and, of course, the Mount Shasta Mall is air-conditioned.
Yes.
Going in there and sitting down. If you're having problems with the air conditioning or you don't have air conditioning, here's the number to call, 530-229-8882, or visit ShastaHeatSafety.org. So.
Now, also in the headlines, former President Donald Trump will get the final word at the CNN debate next week after a coin flip determined the podium placement and the order of closing statements. Remember to mark your calendars for the historic Biden-Trump showdown for Thursday.
Yep, January 27th. So, June 27th.
Yeah.
Excuse me. June 27th. Again, a lot of people are just seeing, and this is horrible, but is Joe Biden going to be able to make it through without completely destroying himself? Mm-hmm. And how many times, and we ought to start a pool on this, is the term convicted felon going to be used during this debate?
Yeah, and or let's
from
not,
both sides.
Let's not bring up the sun, and let's just try to stay.
It's not going to happen. This is going to be a dog fight.
If it's going to be, would it just be nice to just not name call or be civil?
Well, first of all, you got Donald Trump doing that, and Joe's no slouch himself about calling people names and you know what? And challenging people to fight. I've seen that happen a few times. Like, I can take you. Really, Joe? You might want to...
Well, also in the headline, the Supreme Court is turning toward the final frenzied weeks of its term, readying potential blockbuster decisions on abortion, guns, and former President Donald Trump's claims of absolute immunity. The court's mostly closed watch dispute this year is a case questioning whether Trump may claim immunity from federal election subversion charges. Trump's team says there should be a distinction between official acts by Trump pursuant to his presidential duties and his private conduct.
They also upheld a law banning domestic abusers from owning guns, 8-1, showing that the conservative court that has expanded gun rights also sees areas for limitations. And this is from this guy who's been in 5 gunfights and had his gun supposedly taken away because of domestic violence. And he pleaded guilty to the federal crime of possessing guns while subject to a restraining order, but in appeals court throughout his conviction. However, the Supreme Court said they were wrongly looking for a historical twin to the regulation rather than an historical analog. Justice Thomas said there's no historical precedence for this, and yet he was on the losing end 8-1. So if you've got a domestic violence restraining order or a conviction. I think it's the, in this case, it was a restraining order on him. So, yep.
TikTok ramped up its attacks.
Domestic abusers.
TikTok ramped up its attacks on the Biden administration Thursday over a lawsuit that could ban the popular app from the United States. Filing that U.S. TikTok users could be forced to live on an island of content disconnected from the rest of the world if the platform is faced to find a new owner.
So what?
Under the what is now U.S.
what
law.
What would you do without TikTok? No, seriously. If TikTok disappeared tomorrow, what impact would that have on
you?
Well,
I don't know. Another platform will begin.
Well, there's
because when there's a need,
the whole thing is because it's linked into the Chinese communist. So.
The FAA, now,
on the other hand,
we're driving, we're not flying, but the FAA is investigating a Southwest flight, get this one, that flew 525 feet above an Oklahoma town, triggering an altitude warning from air traffic control. No kidding. Data shows that Southwest Flight 4069 was about 9 miles from the Will Rogers World Airport in Oklahoma City, when it descended to a low altitude just after midnight on Wednesday. A controller is heard saying in an air traffic control recording, "You good out there?" The pilot's response is not audible. The Boeing 737-800 climbed briefly and maneuvered for a successful landing. This marks the second recent incident involving a Southwest flight narrowly missing the ground after one of its planes plunged toward the ocean off the coast of the Hawaiian Islands last week. I think I read about that. Talked about that on the air as well. Now, what do you think that's about? 2 planes within a week.
Well, you know.
Plunging.
The word plunging, you know, or were they on a low glide path on this one? Saying, hey, you're getting a little bit low here. Oh, okay. And but the other one, it seems like it did drop. I don't know. It could be a number of things. But I watch air disasters every chance I get. And let me tell you, there are so many things that can go wrong that it just amazes me that we have such a wonderful safety record in aviation. And the fact, you know, that things happen like this, was it a pilot error? Was it something, was it a piece of equipment that wasn't watching, you know, what their glide path was or what? So, Willie Mays passed. You know what? I grew up with Willie Mays. The Say Hey Kid. He was an all-star. He passed away. He was 93 years old. And he passed away from heart failure. "My father has passed away peacefully and among loved ones," said May's son, Michael. "I want to thank you all from the bottom of my broken heart for the unwavering love you've shown him over the years, and you have been his life's blood." So.
Well, also in memoriam is Donald Sutherland, a veteran actor known for MASH, Clue, Hunger Games.
I really liked him.
I liked him in Sense and Sensibility, and he's a long illness.
He was in Space Cowboys.
He's 88. Yes.
Gosh,
prolific. Over 200 films.
Here's the thing about Donald Sutherland. He was in Space Cowboys, and if you remember when James Garner went out looking for him, or Clint Eastwood went out looking for him, he was in a roller coaster in that scene. Donald Sutherland is deathly afraid of roller coasters. And they said, are you going to do this? And he goes, yeah, yes, I can do this. And then he came up with the idea of eating a banana while he was on the roller coaster, showing, yeah, this is okay. But he took on projects that were really out there for back then when in Dirty Dozen. And he played the guy in the Dirty Dozen that was obviously there, his IQ wasn't that high, but played a great part in that. He and his son Kiefer were in a Western here a few years ago. But he has been in, blockbuster movies. And he always, you always kind of admired the parts he played. I really liked them. So, Canadian.
A true artist.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I have another detail I'd like to go over with, because it's just amazing. And we're here on KCNR 96.5 FM. It's Friday. Big heat warning there, 106 today. And
104 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it's going to be out there.
A lot of weekend activities going on. We'll talk more about that when we get back here after the break.
I'm falling apart right in front of your face. Can't you see it? I lose control when you're not.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive since 1982.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. You know, Friday, 6:21, June the 21st, 8:50 in the morning. It's going to be 106 today. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Take care of yourself out there.
You know, when I think about like the lyrics in this song, and Toby Keith, and I know he wrote, and so I had the great experience of sitting in rooms with some great songwriters. With a 5-year tenure in Nashville. And, you know, great songwriters write every single day. I mean, you think about George Strait, you know, just setting this record.
Yeah.
You know, and he writes, and he's like a group of writers that he likes to write with. And writing with people like Kim Tribble, who would go in the other room, and I could come in with an idea, maybe a melody line and an idea, and I may have like, one line with the thought process, and great writers, really great writers, can go in the room, in another room, and come back and just click into something. And I think about this song, like, were they sitting around in a circle? This is what I loved about going to the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, because at the Bluebird Cafe, you would walk in, and you were, first of all, they would have little signs like no talking. And you would go in, you cannot talk, because you'd have three or four writers in a circle, and they would be on guitars. And it would be like you were sitting in the living room while they were having conversation. They would just talk about the song, and it would end up being some huge song like this, for instance. And this guy would just play it on his guitar and talk about how it began, where the thought, this guy came over for a beer and we were sitting, we were in our car. And so you're enraptured with these stories of how these massive hits, and they're all condensed down to this little, like sound of a, you know, the singer who maybe can't really even sing or hold a pitch, but he's right. They were part of the song, of this historic moment of writing. It's just fascinating. So I don't even know if it's still there, but it's called the Bluebird Cafe.
Bluebird Cafe.
In Nashville. Yeah. And so I used to go there frequently. And like I said, you weren't allowed to say shh if you get kicked out, because it was really a sacred moment to hear some of these great songwriters, and talk about the history of the song. Now, so there was that. That just made me think about the great lyrics in the song we just came in with. Today's number, $9,000. That's the price of some seats at this weekend's rematch between basketball rivals Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, potentially making it the most expensive WNBA game ever.
Well, I tell you what, no matter what you say about Caitlin Clark, and she obviously is a star, and Angel Reese, her main competitor,
her rival,
it's good for the Women's National Basketball Association. I mean, it just is. Hey, there was a Instagram post on June 13th. As a woman navigated through Ancestry.com, and she announced that Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., with the same birthdate as President Joe Biden, died in 2018 in Guantanamo, Cuba. There it is, y'all, in living color. This is the proof that, indeed, there are actors playing parts on the world stage. Now.
Wait a minute.
It went out on video.
Let me follow this. Hold on.
She's claiming that Biden died in 2018. However, this is really not true. And she got this off Ancestry website. And it was from a record posted to findagrave.com, a site related to Ancestry.com.
And the original post contained Biden's correct date and place of birth, but claimed he was executed for treason. See, people can add things, obviously, to this, and they say you're not supposed to add false information, obviously. So for all you people out there, he is still alive, as much as we know. I mean, as we know about anybody, yeah, he's alive, even though you'll hear things that it's not him.
So what do you think this is about? An ultra-wealthy donor gave pro-Trump group $50 million the day after the New York felony conviction.
Well, Trump in this last month has just killed it with donations, far out. Even with Biden going to Hollywood and setting a new one-day record,
yes,
Trump has still killed him when it comes to donations. I think a lot of people are just upset about that trial and all the things around the trial, and they want to see change, and here we go. Here's our change. Trump or Biden? I think there's going to be a lot of people not voting for president. Or they're going to be voting because they don't like the other guy. I'm going to talk about that one right there.
Yeah, you know what?
I'm voting for Trump because I just can't stand Biden, or I'm voting for Biden because I just can't stand Trump.
Right.
My sister, I love my sister. There's no way in the world she'd ever vote for Donald Trump. And I said, do you think Joe Biden's going to make it through 4 more years? She says he just has to make it through the election.
Right.
And win. That's all I'm hoping for.
But there's a lot of people.
She's that kind, just like there's other people that says, I don't care if Trump is sentenced to prison for life. I'm voting for him before I vote for Biden. I mean, that's where we are. Instead of voting for programs and the best way forward, it's come down now to this. People just don't like the people that are running for president.
Well, in the headlines today, Melissa Gates put her support behind Biden, and she said because, in her opinion, women and women's rights, in her opinion, are at the highest level of
loss of rights?
Yes. Now, you and I are big fans of Kevin Costner and, of course, of Yellowstone. And I saw this some time ago. It's not just in...
Well, let's go back to your last subject. Melinda Gates is endorsing Biden. How many people will be swayed Melissa Gates supporting Biden? I mean, what she's supporting him with is millions and millions of dollars, which she will throw into this thing. But how many people are swayed by somebody, you know, by a celebrity or a rich person saying, well, I'm supporting Donald Trump or I'm supporting
It's Melinda,
Joe Biden.
By the way.
Okay, well,
Melinda French Gates.
Who cares?
Melinda Gates.
Okay, but it still comes down to who really cares if a celebrity or a rich person, backs one of the candidates. I mean, how big an impact does that have?
I think it has a huge impact.
I don't, only because of the money she's bringing to it.
Well, I mean, like Taylor Swift, there are people who will
just... If people will vote because Taylor Swift says, I'm backing Joe Schmo or Donald Beep Boop, they're going to vote because of Taylor Swift.
Because that is the...
You're right, Phil. That's...
This is the sway that people with celebrity and people in power have.
I'm seeing who Brooke Shields. I'm seeing who Brooke Shields goes for. Hey, Kevin Costner has said he is not coming back for the last season of Yellowstone. He loves Yellowstone, but he's, of course, involved in this movie a year and a half for working on Horizon, and this movie is getting ready to premiere next week.
4 movies.
Well, he's got... The first movie is June 28th. The second one's going to be released in August in this saga. And then he's got 2 more in the plans. And he's put in like $38 million of his own money into this.
4-part Western movie series.
Yeah. And, but he says, I love Yellowstone. I love the fact that fans love it, but it just, I'm not coming back.
Well, according to, I don't know, maybe it was 4 months ago or something. That he had, oh gosh, we gotta go. He had said something quickly that he kept waiting for them to write the script. And they didn't get it in time. He said, here's the times I have open. I'm doing these movies. And they couldn't get it together. This is what he said
Everybody,
in the interview.
Have a great weekend. Whistle Stop tonight. The
Colt 45s
this weekend. It's going to be hot, so take care of yourself. Take care of your family out there. Have a great time, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Dr. C.A. Dingy was a dentist who lived approximately north of Middletown at Fort Dingy, named by him. He was buried in the Middleton Cemetery in a coffin filled with salt, his Bible, and a bottle of whiskey, all at his request. Winter rains brought the salt to the surface, causing deer and cattle to dig for it. To remedy the problem, a load of bricks was placed on top of the grave to protect it. Another interesting dentist was Dr. James Winsell, who settled beside Battle Creek near today's Coleman Fish Hatchery in 1852 on what was the Rancho de Brasgau Mexican land grant. A large ditch carried water out to Battle Creek at his place and transported